Well, we're starting to get early reviews of the new Star Wars movie, which is officially out tomorrow. And for the most part, the reviews are positive. The Force Awakens takes place 30 years after the fall of the Galactic Empire, as seen in The Return of the Jedi. And one super fan is so excited that he's analyzed the galactic economy of the Star Wars universe. Seriously. Zachary Feinstein is the author of a new case study. It's a Trap, Emperor Palpatine's Poison Pill. He's also a professor at Washington University in St. Louis. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And what gave you the idea to explore this crucial topic of the economics of Star Wars?
So this is really just a case study of my actual research. So I am studying systemic risk. How do we model it and how do we measure it in the real world? I just chose to use Star Wars because I'm a huge Star Wars fan and I was able to study Star Wars as part of my job, which was the greatest thing ever. But my real research is on systemic risk, and I wanted to disseminate the information that this is something that is of huge economic importance to the real world.
Okay, so let's get into some of what you have found here. Your case study looks at the world that was left after the collapse. And for those who need a reminder, in Return of the Jedi, which is the sixth film if you're going chronologically by the story, Luke Skywalker and the rebels destroyed the second Death Star. Yes. The Emperor died. Everybody seems happy, but you don't see happiness.
Well, so I see happiness in terms of a totalitarian regime has been destroyed. However, economically, things don't look so good on day two. The Death Star is being destroyed. The rebels probably will not honor the debts of the Galactic Empire. Asset prices will drop. So this is a systemic crisis larger than 2008, the 2008 crisis in the United States. So the economic consequences of the destruction of both Death Stars and the asset price drop and just the unknown political situation could cause a non-negligible chance of over 30% drop in the galactic economy overnight. In comparison, from 1929 to 1933, so the peak to trough of the Great Depression in the United States, there was only a 26.7% drop in U.S. GDP.
Who would save the economy in the Star Wars galaxy?
So the hope would be that the Rebel Alliance trying to restore power to a galactic republic would have to be the ones to restore the economy. Without this bailout, there is a large chance that on the order of around 99% of the banks in the Star Wars galaxy would go under. And without any deposit insurance and without a central bank, this really would mean that there is not much of an economy left.
Professor, when did you first see Star Wars?
I was probably around 5 or 6 when I first saw it. And I've seen it dozens, possibly even 100 times since.
Why? What is it you like so much about it?
Really, it's the adventure of it. It's just the original trilogy is just fun. It's entertaining. There's so much to it. And really, the more I've watched it, the more I've kind of seen these little pieces about, well, what's going to happen in the economy or what's happening politically behind the scenes, which the prequels tried to do but not so entertaining.
That's Zachary Feinstein, who is the author of the case study, It's a Trap, Emperor Palpatine's Poison Pill. He's also a professor at Washington University in St. Louis. And I'm assuming you will be there very early when Star Wars comes out to watch it.
I will.
All right. Professor, thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me.